Over the weekend, Kilfinan in County Limerick became an unexpected centre for a band of brothers and sisters who self-diagnose variously as audio nerds, radio heads and podcast addicts, along with a universe of stars you'd only recognise if you heard them speak. The second Hearsay International Audio Festival took over village venues from the convent to the priest's house, as well as vacant retail premises on Main Street. In the latter, Sound Happening set up shop, offering everything from an ephemeral vinyl trio to a hardware store of sound stories and a salon offering prints of your acoustic autograph. Culturefile brought its microphone.
But, yeah, the higher you do it...
Like, do a really high one, yeah, they're more interesting, aren't they?
It was originally thought up by a lady, a Scottish soprano singer called Margaret Watts Hughes, W-A-T-T-S, Hughes, in 1875. And she wanted to see how long she could hold a note, but there were no means of recording. And so she created basically what is a drum with a pipe in it. She put sand on the top, and depending on how long she could hold that pattern, which nearly always had symmetry, she was then able to record how long she could, you know, sing. In this one here, I've created the shape of the alphabet. I've taken some sounds from animals, whale sounds, to see the shape of the whale sound, bird song, a whole variety of things.
How does this happen, though? How are these patterns created?
Well, it's just the tone of your voice. And it's a bit like when I'm speaking to you, it's resonating on your eardrum and sending a signal to your brain. Instead of the sound going to your brain, it's showing visually the shape of that sound. And there's a whole area to do with sound called cymatics. And there's a guy called Hans Jenny, who was a Swiss doctor who had a great interest in sound. He kind of coined that name, cymatics, which has its basis is from chyma, meaning wave, sound wave. But he really can't take all the credit, because Margaret Watts Hughes, had she been a man, would have been, there'd be a statue of her in the middle of Edinburgh somewhere, you know. So I'm a great promoter of Margaret Watts.
You're going to get that sorted out, though, are you?
Well, I'm hoping to. I'm going to do a PhD on that one, you know, maybe.
That's how they get their statues, PhDs.
So here we have the Idaphone, which is basically a pipe. And I'm putting some black sand on top of it, on top of the latex membrane. Now, depending on the thickness of the membrane, the heat in the room, they're all different things that will affect the patterns that come out. A higher pitch sound, you do get a more interesting pattern.
I'm quite good at high screechy sounds, actually.
Are you good? Look at it, you go...
And you've got a beautiful rose appeared there momentarily, and now it's a couple of concentric rings.
Yeah. And again.
Hello, welcome to the Hearsay in the Dark Story Store. We've got lots of things up on our shelves. We've got very random things, actually. A pair of swimming flippers there, a kind of mystery object. We've got some local produce down here, a rubber chicken, some teddy bears over there. It's a bit of a crazy mismatch. And what you'll see is that each of these objects has a little tag attached to them with a slightly cryptic-sounding name on it. I'm looking at a hammer here that has Mr. Fix-It written on it. There's a little plate here that says... As it lives and breathes. We've all come here from Bristol. We're the Bristol branch of In the Dark.
So how did you end up in this hardware store in the main street in Kilfinan then?
We wanted to do something slightly different, and we had this idea to do a story store where people could come and buy stories, but also pay with their own stories. So we've been recording people's stories, particularly some of the locals who remember this store when it was in its heyday, you know, in the last 50 years. So the last week there's been a lot of sweeping and cleaning and getting this place ready, but it looks sort of ragged but slightly spectacular. It's really, really beautiful. There's an old counter, old sweet jars.
The thing I love about it is that they're almost all empty. The nice-sounding sweets are all gone, the butter nuggets and the Tribor Extra Strong. But the clove rock jar is completely full still.
Nobody wanted any clove rock. It is completely solid. Well, I suppose rock's supposed to be solid.
Well, we have a look inside then.
Yeah. Let's go in.
The upholstery store, we'll just go in.
Yeah.
You've got one very well-positioned chair, a nice comfy armchair, and three little record players with a tiny spinning black disc on them.
Mechanically, what's happening is you've got three turntables that are unsynchronized with three acetate dub plates with the same material pressed on each one. And just by randomness, by putting them on and pressing play, because they're unsynced, each time it's played, it will be slightly out of sync and will, because of the composition process that was involved in making the music, it'll be slightly different each time. It's just these small little phrases with the space in between them to hear the surface of the record, you know, that vinyl quality you get. Because this is a finite material, ultimately, if we just left them on playing, the needles would destroy the music, so it would almost decompose itself over a period of time. So it's very, very soft plastic. So every time it is played, it's slightly destroying itself, I suppose. So it's not going to last. I like that as well.
Have you ever seen a record player before?
Yeah. At my nana's house.
Shows how old I am.
Do you think it'll catch on?
No.
I think it's great. I think it's really beautiful. Like, the music itself is very beautiful, and the I think when you come from a world of sound design and filmmaking, and so much of your work is from a combination of trying things out and thinking things through greatly. Serendipity does play a part in all creative processes, and this, I suppose, takes that serendipity and brings it front and centre in a really beautiful way. Things being lost, things being destroyed, is something that's very much part of the world, but we tend to forget it now in a world where everything is archived, everything is saved, theoretically at least. So something that embraces its own finitude, is that a word? Is quite, has a kind of a melancholy that speaks to the melancholy of the music. So it's very coherent. I think the whole thing adds up to a very coherent and melancholic, poetic experience. So I'm heading out the door of this upholstery shop with a tear on my soul.
Tiger Sullivan there, ending that report from the Hearsay 2015 Audio Festival. And you also heard from vinyl addict Jimmy Eadie, Bristol's In the Dark audio collective, and audio autograph hunter Grace Digney.